You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And
you're
up. And we're up. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Not sure what to get your favorite Browns fan? Well, shop.clevelandbrowns.com, the official online pro shop of the Browns, has the best selection of merchandise for fans of all ages. Over 2,000 items in stock. Visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Today, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm.
Yes, sir.
And bringing our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs, for a little after further review.
After further review.
All right, Nathan and Mr. Smarty Pants.
Yes, sir.
You're up.
And you're up.
You know what's awesome is I just pot you up so you go over the air when you do that.
Thank you.
Hey, I try my best, buddy.
Just pay me a portion of your generous salary.
My $8.05 an hour?
I'll take the nickel.
Now you're just keeping me down. Question number one on this Tuesday afternoon. Strictly your opinion, nothing more, because we don't want to do anything more than that. Does Josh Gordon ever play another down for the Cleveland Browns again?
I believe the answer is no. And I think that as we said, Nathan, that his name is going to come up in this meeting of the minds discussion on what they do with him. And I think they're definitively going to keep him and compartmentalize him over in a corner and let him do what he does, as he doesn't really have any positivity when it comes to the Cleveland Browns and what they're doing from a business standpoint. And but then also, too, they can get rid of him. And I think that that's the better thing to do, because right now Josh Gordon and all the negativity and the lack of production that he's had most recently, most of the production has come in regards to positive tests. And for that reason, I think that the gentleman, the meeting of the minds, would say, as we're trying to grow something great, you can't associate Josh Gordon and what he's doing with greatness. So for that reason, I want to cut that tie.
I don't think he ever will play another down for the Browns. I think if he can get it together, the Browns will trade him at that point. I don't think he plays another down for the Browns, but it's possible. And if he does, what a great redemption story that would be. There certainly would be nothing wrong with that. But right now, it's just hard to be optimistic about it, in my opinion. I don't think we see him play for the Browns. I'm not sure he plays in the NFL again. And I know Gibbs, Charles Barkley feels similarly to that. Would you not say?
I would. Let me see if I can find those cuts here real quick.
Yeah, because I think it's just interesting. Sir Charles, you know, he calls it like he sees it.
He does.
In relation to these
and
athletes.
The one great thing about Charles Barkley is black, white, yellow, purple. He doesn't care. He's been a professional athlete, and he has the platform now as an analyst and as a Hall of Famer to give his honesty, and that's what he gives.
Got that sound for you.
And here's what Charles Barkley had to say that he believes is just a matter of when with Josh Gordon.
And it's just not a matter if, it's a matter of when something bad's going to happen.
We certainly don't care because it turns wrong. It doesn't have to have a tragic ending like that.
Well, if last year didn't shake him up, he's not going to learn.
And what will happen to Josh Gordon if he continues down this path, Sir Charles?
I have a brother who's dead. Died in his early 40s. So I take all drug stuff seriously. And Josh Gordon is going to die if he keeps going on this road he's going.
Well, I certainly hope that he gets the help he is, because that certainly would be awesome. You can't have that happen to Josh Gordon.
No.
Obviously, this guy's got to get the help he can get, so he get his life on track. Football doesn't matter at this point. And the crazy thing about this is, though, at the same time, like, if you're Josh Gordon, you could sit here and rationalize yourself, like, I barely got busted for smoking pot, barely, which was, you know, the limit was so ridiculously low. One test said I passed, one said I didn't. And then now I'm getting busted for drinking. Like, in his mind, you could say, drinking's legal everywhere. Do I have a problem? Like, I don't agree with Charles Barkley that he's on a path to death. I don't think that's what it is. These aren't hard drugs. He's not into doing something crazy.
I think it's what Charles is trying to say, or maybe it's what...
In the face of the punishment for doing actions that may be societally acceptable, he's choosing to do them anyway when he knows it's costing him millions of dollars.
Yes, it's the choices and the risk that he's willing to take with his career that Charles, I think, is then saying can potentially carry over into real life, and he'll take those risks, and essentially one day it's going to catch up to him in real life, maybe a car accident or killing someone and being in jail, and you can perceive life being over in many different ways. And for me, I think what it boils down to is what Josh Gordon has to understand is his career, potentially, as you said the other day, might last into his mid-30s, okay? So he's got the next decade plus a couple years to essentially maybe be a football player, okay? And at that point, his career is over. You know, like mine was over at the age of 30. And my decisions, you know, in that 8 years, you know, could affect the next 50. But my point is, at 35, Josh Gordon could be out of football and have 50 years on planet Earth to live with children, with a wife, with teammates, with friends, with his family, that he might sacrifice these bad decisions that affect who he is and then become actually who he is out in the real world, which is very scary.
Certainly is. All right. That was Sir Charles checking on Josh Gordon. Hopefully he does get it turned around. Back now to our regularly scheduled After Further Review.
After Further Review.
Question number two. Who's one Brown from the 2014 season that should have made the Pro Bowl but didn't?
It's not the sexiest choice because I thought there were some great playmakers that made the Pro Bowl. And just jokingly say, this is not my answer, but jokingly say, if Andy Dalton can make it, why couldn't Brian Hoyer, right? But I think Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio is a rookie guard.
I'm not even laughing at that.
Because you know it's true.
Yes.
but I think Joel Bitonio, because of the way in which, if you looked at the way he's graded out, by multiple sources as one of the top guards in the National Football League, and to have him do that in his rookie year, I'm sure we are all coming across with a significant amount of bias. I'm sure there's a lot of guys throughout the National Football League that have been left off, and their teams are, of course, you know, going to bat for them. But I think Joel Bitonio, in my eyes, could have held his own in that game, and the way in which he played and the rock that he was on the left side next to Joe Thomas could have been in that game.
I would have said Joel Bitonio as well, but since you said it, I'll say Carlos Dansby. I thought what he brought to this team, I don't think he's gotten the recognition he should have as being one of the best linebackers in this game. So I know he missed some time, but the fact that he even came back and played hurt at the end of the year when he didn't have to, I think that he absolutely deserved to go to the Pro Bowl and get that kind of recognition. I think he's a great player on the field, a great leader in the locker room, off the field. Joel Bitonio is the other one who I think absolutely should have been there. And I'd say kind of as a dark horse one, even though he only played, what, five games, Alex Mack should go to the Pro Bowl, because when you saw what happened once he was gone,
Alex could go.
Once you saw what happened with him, then Alex Mack, the fact that he was so important to this team speaks volumes.
You're right about that.
What about Paul Kruger?
No, not good enough. Not good enough. I think when
double-digit sacks?
Double-digit sacks is double-digit sacks to me. He's paid a significant amount of money every year, what, $36 million or whatever it was that he received here, you know, averaging 6-7 a year. Double-digit sacks should be the norm for Paul Kruger. When he goes,
a career year!
When he goes 15-plus, you know, then that's when you get in the Pro Bowl.
Career year. I Paul Kruger
for
would
him.
Be there as well. Did you know Paul Kruger originally recruited to Utah as a quarterback by Urban Meyer?
I did not.
How about that? That's from an article that Kevin Jones just wrote at ClevelandBrowns.com about other sports and other positions that nine Browns were very good at.
Very cool.
I like that Kevin Jones guy.
Yeah. After further review.
Paul Myers wants him to be on here all the time.
He said he could whoop you.
Man strength.
Well, all right. We'll see about that. Question number three. What's the best way to build a Super Bowl team? Getting a franchise QB that's among the league's best and going through that search process, or putting together a defense that would be considered one of the best in NFL history. So, in other words, do you build a team like the Baltimore Ravens a few years, you know, back 2001, I believe, 2002, something along those lines, one of the greatest NFL defenses ever, or do you go through the process and try to find that quarterback?
I'm going to say you have to find that quarterback, because I'd be surprised to find this out. I know you said Brady and Roethlisberger and Manning have, you know, accumulated many of the last decade's worth of Super Bowl. 11 of the last 12. But I would have to say, as great as they are, they still have to have a top 15 defense accompanying them. It'd be a surprise to me, and that's something that maybe we can find out and do some research. But yes, they're great players, and they get there, but they also have to have a good defense. You can't have, you know, a Swiss cheese defense letting everybody, you know, run up and down and score a lot of points and give up a ton of yards and be in a shootout every year. So I think, but it's still, it's you have to have your guy at quarterback, and you can have a good defense and go into the playoffs and make that run to the Super Bowl, as we see those great quarterbacks do.
You got to have the quarterback. I mean, this is not even a question. You look at a team that had a great defense. You know what had a great defense this year? The Browns had a pretty darn good defense. They weren't in the playoffs. You know who else had who actually legitimately had a great defense this season? The Buffalo Bills. Great defense. They were a very good defense last year. The Buffalo Bills, number 4 overall defense in the National Football League. They didn't make the playoffs. San Francisco 49ers, number 5 overall defense in the National Football League. They didn't make the playoffs. The defense is important, but you got to have the quarterback to get the job done, and I still believe that that's the key. I mean, look at the Bills. The Jets were the number 6 overall defense this year. The Chiefs were the number 7. The Ravens, number 8. Chargers, number 9. So if you took at the top 10 defenses in the NFL, Seattle made the playoffs. Detroit made the playoffs. Denver made the playoffs. And then you go all the way down to the Ravens and Carolina. 5 out of the top 10 defenses in the league made the playoffs. Only one of them is in the Super Bowl. That would be the Seattle Seahawks, and they were number 1. The New England Patriots were the 13th ranked defense. I think you've got to have the quarterback, and then after that, you can go ahead and try to get yourself that defense.
Okay, what's easier? One's easier?
I think it's easier to build a defense.
Absolutely, but it's easier to build a defense.
Quarterbacks are quarterbacks. That's one guy. It's special. You can have a team that can have a great secondary. You can have a team like the Giants that beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year that didn't have a good secondary, but their front four was so good they were able to get pressure with just the front four and alleviate pressure on the secondary. I think there are a lot of ways to get to a good defense. A good quarterback, you either have them or you don't.
The Cleveland Browns are the number one reason to show how hard it is to find that one guy.
Yeah, look at the jersey with all the guys on the Browns. You know, all the quarterbacks that there have been for the Browns. No question.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. The big storm. Obviously, New York City getting spared, but Boston and Cape Cod and Rhode Island and Maine buried under 2 feet, maybe even 3 feet by the time the day is over. What if you're stuck inside your house for possibly 2 to 3 days? What food is a must-have? How are you entertaining yourself? Video games, movies, or other?
What food? Well, I think first and foremost, I think Wi-Fi is essential to be at home. That way.
Why? What do you want to be on the internet for?
Yeah.
Why, Netflix, which would then come my next answer, which means to fill up, to be able to catch up on all these amazing shows that I've learned about today with Sons of Anarchy and Game of Thrones and Justified. And I could fill my time during the storm by catching up on multiple seasons of all these amazing shows. So that's one, and I can't do it without Wi-Fi. Of course, video games. I think I'm not so much the gamer, but I can occupy a significant amount of time doing that. When it comes to food, what must I have? I'd love to have probably a couple frozen pizzas. I would also say cereal. Cereal and milk for 2 to 3 days to survive.
What kind of cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
There you go.
Thanks. Do I get respect for Fruity Pebbles?
I like Fruity Pebbles.
Captain Crunch? Crunch Berries?
Still not there. Keep going.
Apple Jacks?
I love Apple Jacks. Boy, do I.
Frosted Flakes.
Corn Pit. I don't eat any of that kind of cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
I love Frosted Flakes, too.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
I got Honey Nut Cheerios in the cupboard, my friend.
So do I.
All right.
Maybe we can be friends again.
So for me, by the way, I'm going to be stuck in there. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones again. I'm going to go through the whole series because it's just that good. I'm definitely going to play some Xbox with my boy Vince Condi Monsoon. I'm going to watch some movies, most likely, comedies. I'll watch some old Curb Your Enthusiasms because I love that show. You've never seen Curb Your Enthusiasm either?
I know what it is, but I've never watched one.
Oh my God, Wilhelm, the whole world is your
oyster. Who are you? That was clearly before kids.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, I was in the middle of the National Football League. It wasn't like.
What do you do in your downtime?
Yeah, nobody on the Chargers watched Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was like the best show, comedy ever.
With the bald guy with the glasses?
Larry David.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, him. Creator of Seinfeld, right?
Yes.
Yes. See? I know of it.
So girl's going to have a heart attack.
I know as much about Curb Your Enthusiasm as I do Oprah and Dr. Phil, just so you guys know.
Me, the
kid,
Charles Barkley,
and Larry
David.
I watch none of them.
Dream foursome.
In what?
Golf.
Oh, God.
Larry David's a huge golfer.
And Barkley's horrible. But it'd be fun.
It would be awesome.
It would be awesome. I'm not saying it's not.
Bill Murray'd be the caddy. Gibbs. Have you watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh,
right?
Yes.
What's your favorite episode? I mean, there's so many.
It's
ridiculous.
Anytime the Seinfeld cast appeared, anytime those guys appeared on that show, it was absolutely hilarious.
The couple off the top of my head, I would say the baptism is one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, mine too.
Palestinian chicken is one of my favorites.
That's my third favorite. I'm not going to lie.
Wandering bear.
Not on my list.
And the black swan.
Oh, number one.
Black swan's a golfing episode. It's
yeah,
phenomenal.
That's why it's number one for me.
It's great. LD. And any Super Dave Osborne revived his career on there. I'm definitely watching that. That's an unbelievable program. So I'm going to do that. What food is a must-have? I'm going to probably want to have a lot of wine. Probably going to want to have a lot of booze.
Stay warm.
I'm going to probably want to have – there are these frozen pot stickers I really like, so hopefully some of those will be in my freezer.
Where do you get them at? Costco, BJ's?
I get them at
– Trader Joe's?
At the Solon Market.
Okay.
The Solon – what's that one down in Solon? The Giant Eagle, like the big market that they have
it's
in Solon.
The Solon Market.
It's not the Solon Market. I don't know what it's called. Giant Eagle, like – Giant Eagle's like – I don't know, wannabe fancy grocery store. They have built one in Seoul. I don't know. It's awesome. I'd probably want to have, you know, some frozen pizzas that would be there. Definitely some bison jerky.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of my bison jerky. Yeah, some habanero almonds. Hey. Nice protein snacks. Some
I
my
like
protein
almonds.
Shakes.
I like some shakes.
Yeah, that's
Man,
probably what I want.
You're locked. You're cooped up for 2 days. It's okay if you eat. It's okay if you binge. Forget about your protein shakes.
Listen, man, that's what I'd want to have. That's what I have for breakfast.
He All wants right. his 120 calories to come from a protein shake. You want yours to come from a light beer, Gibbs.
Boy, okay? I'm telling you.
So what are you doing, Gibbs? What are you watching?
I've definitely got every episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a little Seinfeld marathon. I was also a big Rescue Me fan.
Do you take Seinfeld over Curb Your Enthusiasm?
In a heartbeat.
No way.
In a heartbeat.
I agree with that.
No way.
In a heartbeat.
That's crazy.
Yep. Food wise, I need a little Master Pizza. Great pizza place to locate. A couple of different locations.
Are they going to deliver in the
Leon?
No, no.
There's nothing on Seinfeld that even compares with Leon. Come on.
Man, you are way out of your league right now.
I'm not.
Soup Nazi.
First of all, George Costanza.
Master of Your Domain.
Master of Your Domain's a great episode,
Come
but there's
on.
Some of their better episodes on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
There's
you know
so
the one where he got
Seinfeld episodes.
The carpool lane where he gets the lady of the night, as it were, to ride with him to the Dodger game so he can take the carpool lane?
Yes.
Do you know that? I flew out to L.A. sitting next to her and talked to her about that episode. She said she had such a good time on that. And not only that, that episode got a guy off of a murder charge because he was apparently in the crowd shot while they were shooting Larry in that particular episode at the time when he had supposedly committed a murder, but he didn't. And Curb Your Enthusiasm got him off. Little known fact.
Great. I'm still watching Seinfeld.
Curb Your Enthusiasm's better, dude. It's better.
No, but you can get Master Pizza. You can bring it home and then you can heat it up. Like
gotcha.
They'll make it for you. So I'm grabbing a few of those. And then I'm getting my favorite wings from the Trolley House, my neighborhood bar right around the corner.
How are you doing? You can't go out. You're snowed in.
I'm getting
what are you
all the stuff
about?
On my way home. Like,
no
if
way,
like,
dude.
No, you're snowed in.
After 11 o'clock at night, like the ban goes into effect at 10:58.
I'm
going to
stop
I'm
at Costco and
around.
Grab some lobster tails and some New York strips. Hey, come yeah. on.
Come on, man.
Gibbs.
I got that stuff.
Gibbs,
in my,
this is a ridiculous. Gibbs,
you got dual freezers
go.
In your house?
Gibbs, this is ridiculous. Yeah,
actually, I do.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Seems like we have got, you know. Good talk today about the Browns strategy, their plan. Appreciate all the phone calls. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. And thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.